seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog.
Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bay-David. Hey, to all the teenagers out there, you with me? All the Valuetainers that are teenagers, I'm going to talk to you about why teenagers make phenomenal entrepreneurs. So one of the things I foresee in the future of Valuetainment is for us to one day have an academy that recruits young, teenage entrepreneurs, innovators, to have an incubator where they produce the greatest innovations and ideas in the future. Because I fully believe there once was a time where you could control a nation based on the music you played. If you could control the music, you control the teenage entrepreneurs. Today, if we can get the 12, 13, 14 year old, the 8-year-old like you who's watching this saying, I want to one day innovate and completely change the face of an industry, I fully believe you got years ahead of us to be able to pull it off. So let me get right into it. 10 reasons why I fully believe teenagers make great entrepreneurs. Point number one, nothing to lose. Let me explain to you what I mean by nothing to lose. When you have kids, when you have a wife, when you have a mortgage payment, when you have rent, when you have all this stuff that you have to do, you come from a place of fear. You come from a place of, oh my gosh, what if something happens? What if something takes place to me? Listen, teenagers got nothing to lose. And when I mean nothing to lose, keep this in mind, I'm not trying to impose breaking laws at all. Rules, fine. Laws, not at all with. But what do you mean nothing to lose? Look, there used to be a type of soldiers for the Japanese army called the kamikaze. Some of the adults know kamikaze is a drink like Jessica, but the rest of us who know history on Japanese army, they were the kamikaze soldier. What the kamikaze soldiers were, these were soldiers who would sit in a plane and they would fly the plane into a ship and they were willing to give up their lives for 7 other people or 20 other people because they had nothing to lose. By the way, they were the scariest people because they were willing to put their life on the line on something much bigger than them. Now here, these teenagers don't have to put their life on the line, but they can put their salary on the line. They can put their income on the line. They can put their job on the line. They can put a lot of other things on the line because you're 13 years old. You're 14 years old. You don't have kids. Hopefully you don't have kids. You don't have any other responsibilities. You can take that mind to go out there and do things that other people are afraid of. Number two, you speak a unique language. Let me tell you what I mean by you speak a unique language. Not everybody knows how the language is spoken. And a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, no one knows how to speak that language. If you're 35, you don't speak that language. This is why 35-year-olds are not cool to 15-year-olds. This is why even me right now, if I speak to a 13-year-old, they think I'm an old guy. Oh my gosh, he's so old. He has no clue what's going on today. Because you're right. I don't speak your language. I'm not in your world. 50-year-olds are not in your world. 28-year-olds are not in your world. You speak a unique language that nobody else speaks. By the way, every generation speaks a language that other generations do not speak. So what does that mean to you? I don't understand this language. Are you talking about like I speak Spanish? No, it's not a language like a, you know, English, Spanish, Mandarin, all that stuff. It is a language where you know how to speak to your audience of other teenagers that we don't know how to communicate with. You know exactly how to communicate with them. Number three, the internet is older than you. Think about it. You don't know life without the internet. Okay, to us, like we have internet stores, oh, AOL chat or Net Zero, and you don't even know what Net Zero is. You don't know what Net, you don't know what Comcast is, right? To our parents, like we grew up with TV. I don't know life without TV, but my parents, like, oh my gosh, when TV first came out in the city, somebody, if you had 2 of them, you were a millionaire. And then to my grandparents, radio was so cool. We'd sit there with all our family at night and listen to the radio. Newspaper was so awesome. We could read this newspaper. We didn't miss it. And we always had it to go through it. There's so many things that are cool, but to you, you don't know anything without the internet. So what does that mean? You know how to deal with Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Musical.ly. You know every one of these things, and we are learning from you, just so you know that. You have become our teachers. Let me explain that part to you. So you know how to use the current tools better than the older generation does. Now, some of us may say, well, I know everything because I follow all these other trends. No matter how well of a job we do with the current trends that are taking place, you still will connect with it better than we will, because it's been in your blood since the day you were born. There was the internet. Not with us. We still have to adapt. There is still not that instinct. With you, you have the instinct. Number four, energy. you have all the energy in the world. You have all the energy in the world. Your energy is fine. Your health is fine. You can work and you can do all this other stuff. It's just boredom becomes your enemy. But you have all the energy in the world. You can sit there and play video game for 8-9 hours. You know, if an adult did that for 8-9 hours, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. That's still part of energy. You can go out there and play basketball, you know, pickup games. Luis, when you and I were 16 years old, how many pickup games can we play back to back to back to back to back to back to back?
So many.
So many, 10, 15, 20, you're fine. Today, we play 2 pickup games. Like, I gotta call the doctor if we play a couple pickup games. But back then, it was no problem. You couldn't go back to back. You got the energy. Number 5, you still believe everything is possible. You still believe everything is possible. You still have that. You still have that childlike tendency that adults lose. By the way, watch this here. Let me say something that's crazy. Do you know why people like Jimmy Fallon? Jimmy Fallon may be 40-something, but people like him because he's childlike. He's like a child in an adult, so we love him. Why do people love this James Corden guy from the Late Late Show? Because he's got a childlike tendency to him. Why do people like these types of guys? Because they have still kept a part of them that's childlike. There are some athletes like that, some Hollywood stars that are like that, some singers that are like that, some business people that are like that, and we love that. We gravitate towards it. Why? Because some of our fondest memories were when we were kids just playing with toys and having fun. It's like we got no worries, no bills. It was awesome. You still believe everything is possible. Some of you still believe, you know, Santa Claus is alive. You know, no, Santa Claus is real. Like, really, some of you may still believe Santa. I hope you do. If you don't, you know, you're missing a part of the imagination. Some of you guys still believe a lot of crazy things, right? And that's cool because you think anything can be built from ground up and take it to the top, where a logical person could say, come on, man, that's not possible. You can't beat, you know, Ford Motor Company. You can't go out there and get all these yellow cap to put them out of business. You can't go up against, you know, a company like MySpace. You can't go up against all, you cannot do it. Are you out of your mind? No one can go up against Sears, your name is Walmart. No one can go up against Walmart, your name is Amazon. You can't go up against, you guys are fools. But you say, I think it's possible. It's cool, let's try it. It's cool, let's try it. It's cool, let's try it. Because you still got that childlike tendency. Number 6, you're different than people older, people 10, 20, 30 years older than you. And that's an edge. People will tell you you're different. It's a compliment. You're different, man. It's a compliment, right? You're different. Compliment. Don't be afraid of being called different. You're different. You are different. So what? I'm different. People say, Pat, you're so different. I'm fine being different. I want to be like everybody. Totally fine being different. You're different than them. And you got to figure out a way how to capitalize here, because it's tough for them to revert back 20 years. You already know how to be, you know, the age you are during this time. Number 7, you're open-minded. You're a little bit more flexible because your mind hasn't fully been made up. Now, that could be a good and a bad thing, because hopefully you got the right parents and right people around you that are at least giving you how to discern between a right decision and a wrong decision, but you're still open-minded. You're still trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. You still kind of sit there and you're like, wow, this guy said this, that makes sense. Wow, that guy said, who's right? I don't know, let me research. You're open-minded. You still have ways to go out and get this brain going. Number 8, access to problems generations ahead of you can't see. Access to problems generations ahead of you can't see. I don't know what virtual bullying is. You know, that's a business. If it turns into a business, I don't know how to do it. You know how to do it. I have to watch a movie to figure out what virtual bullying is. I have to sit down and see other people tell me stories. It never happened to me. I never had virtual bullying because we don't have Facebook when I went to high school. But you know it. There's a lot of things you know that we don't know. You know what it's like to be in seventh grade and, or even in fourth grade, say, oh, Mary started her own YouTube channel. She's got 17,000 subs. I don't know what it is to be in fourth grade, having a YouTube channel, learning how to use a camera. You know those things from that age. Number 9, curiosity. You're still curious. You still want to learn. Number 10, ignorance. Let me tell you, there is power in ignorance. What do you mean by there's power in ignorance? Ignorance. You have no clue how hard life is. And that's good for now. Because life is freaking hard, okay? But you have no clue. You're ignorant. You don't know how hard it is to start a business. You don't know. Like, dude, other people say, I'm doing it as well. You don't know how tough it is to go out and raise money, but because you don't know, you'll go to the investor and say, hey, can I have some money? I'm just trying to raise some money. And you don't even know the language. You know, my PE ratio and all that, you don't know that language. It's like, listen, I need $2 million. What do you think? Yeah, and I can't give you $2 million. Can you give me $5,000? You know, like, you don't know because you're ignorant. And ignorance is power at times. Sometimes when you know way too much, You have all these things in your brain to go out there and talk to people, and in your mind you've calculated every possibility of a rejection, then you don't do it. Okay, and then you don't take action. Versus when you're ignorant, it's like, look, you want to do business with me? I'm sorry? Do you want to do business? How old are you, kid? I'm 14, but do you want to do business with me? Why would I do business with you? Sir, what do you mean, why would you do business with me? I have access to an audience you don't have. I know how to speak the language of 14-year-olds. Do you? No. What do you know about 14-year-olds? Sir, I'm in school. I've been using Snapchat. I don't know what it is to not have the internet. When you were 14 years old, was there the internet? No. Kid, who are you to talk to me like that? I just want to be in business with you. So imagine that language. The person's like, wait a minute, this is making sense. But you're so naive, you're so ignorant, you don't know. Someone's going to say, maybe this kid makes sense. Cool, come on in. Let's figure out a way to do something together. But you're ignorant. You don't know it. Use that as an edge. Don't use that as something, oh, he's so ignorant. That's fine. He said, Pat, you're so ignorant. That's okay. Ignorant means I don't know. I'm willing to know, but because I don't know, I'm willing to take action. And the other guy knows so much that he's not willing to take action. So don't let that be a crutch. Let that be a strength for you. So this is 10 reasons. 10 reasons why I fully believe teenagers will make great entrepreneurs, and why I fully believe you, somewhere in the world, Japan, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, I don't know, somewhere in the world, I think I can solve such and such problem. And because you are here, you think it's still possible. I believe in you. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.